Former Prime Minister of Pakistan Benazir Bhutto meets senior American official in Washington and raises her concern about the conduct of the recent Pakistan elections. Raising concerns about the way the recent general elections in Pakistan were conducted, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto met up with top US government officials on Monday. Bhutto, whose Pakistan's People's Party occupied the third position in terms of seats in the October 10 elections, accused the government of rigging the elections.
I wanted to share the importance for Pakistan of having an Electoral Reforms Act which can ensure that future elections are fair. I've been troubled by aspects of this election. Human Rights Watch said that the decks were loaded against the Democratic parties. The European Union called the elections flawed. And in my view, very little happened during the day of polling. It was after the polling closed that the votes were changed. And my party wants to make sure that next time round, the people of Pakistan get their say through a fair vote count. I also explained to Mrs. Roker some of the situation and the talks that have been taking place between different political parties. My own party's vice chairman, Masroor Amir Sahim, is in the country, and he has been liaising with the different opposition parties. The normal cost, or the normal numbers, are a cost of 20 to 30%, but when these numbers jump like 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 101%, you know that somebody else is playing the game. So I believe that the military regime wanted this result. They wanted a tripartite result, and they wanted a hung parliament. They've got a hung parliament. I'm unsure what they want next. Some people say that General Musharraf wants my party to form the next government. Some people say no, he actually wants the PMLQ to form the next government. And yet others say that he wants there to be a hung parliament so that no government can be formed. As far as my party is concerned, we are with the Alliance for the Restoration of Democracy. We'll stick together. And if there is an opportunity for us to form a government of national consensus, we'll take that back to our alliance partners. We'll discuss it with them. But we would like the political forces to stick together for strengthening parliament. I'm not in the present parliament much as my people wanted me to be there. I'm outside the parliament, but I love Pakistan. I'm concerned about Pakistan's future. And I'm also concerned about the new hung parliament. I would like to advise a course of reconciliation. But reconciliation means that the generals must also understand that the Alliance for the Restoration of Democracy is committed to constitutional rule and is committed to the sovereignty of the parliament. I think if the generals can pick up the telephone and talk to the leader of the Alliance for the Restoration of Democracy, things could be better. But who's going to give them the courage to do that? I don't know.
The former Pakistani Prime Minister repeated her calls for the United States to reassess its support for President Musharraf, who has become a crucial American ally in South Asia in the war against terrorism. Bhutto also denied that she'd come under any pressure from Washington to go easy on the Pakistani leader. Poonam Dagar, ANI.